Welcome back to the Prefocus Podcast. My name is Jordan Trask, and today we're talking a little bit more about originality. If you've followed some of my podcasts and blogs in the last couple of days, I've spent a lot of time really talking about duplicate content and how it can really hinder a brand in the way they're accepted. And today I wanted to talk a little bit more about some ideas or concepts that really help a company or business enhance the way they present themselves and, more importantly, the way they're perceived. But before I jump right into my free 99 ideas, I wanted to touch on a few things that I've kind of danced around over the last week or so. One of the most prevalent topics that I use to really position myself are some of these go-getter entrepreneur people that have these sponsored posts on Facebook, mostly on Facebook, but sometimes on Instagram and maybe LinkedIn, that are really trying to persuade young people or, you know, those looking for shortcuts to follow their steps, their money-making madness, and make $1 million by the end of the year. And you can do it if you follow these steps. And I've been talking about that quite a bit, and it's really helped me uncover a lot of different situations where companies or people are doing the same thing. And really the selling point in this type of strategy is to get people to buy into the person or want to be like that person or feel like, hey, if this joker can do it, I can do it too. And although it's, you know, highly effective for them to make money, that's really how they're making their money, by the way, is manipulating you. But it's not original. It's not an authentic way to generate or build a career. You know, most people, entrepreneurs at least, when you come to market, you come to market with an original or authentic idea, or you have a personality that people love, that people can relate to, or people appreciate or respect or are really drawn to. And that's not really something that you can duplicate. It doesn't matter how many steps that you follow or how many tasks you execute in a day or even how many emails you send. If you're not having a purposeful message or a message that speaks to someone through your personality or your originality, it's going to be really, really hard for you to set yourself apart. And I like using this example because so many people are getting burned and then they're being led to believe that, you know, they're not good enough or they can't succeed. And you most certainly can, but you have to put the work in. You have to understand what your competency is as an individual, as a professional, as a thought leader, and really be able to put it into action and set the bar for the industry in a different way. Now, I don't want to keep spinning my wheels on this topic because obviously, you know, really disturbs me that so many people buy into this and actually believe it. Because when you think about any successful brand, they do something that you appreciate or really stands out to you, or obviously they do something different or better. You know, mostly in the product realm, this is the case. You know, if you have a toilet that you go outside and you poop in and you pee in and it's outside the house so it doesn't smell, when a toilet that comes around that flushes that you can put right next to the bedroom or the kitchen, oh my gosh, you know, that's something that is really valuable. It's something people are going to be drawn to, and you're going to be able to position that price a little bit higher because it's a new entity that sets the bar a little bit higher and it does something a little bit better. Well, a lot of it better. you know, and you're not just throwing your money into a crapshoot, you know, no pun intended. But I came across another example today that I really wanted to share, and I did some live video on Facebook for the first time. But I've been really trying to get into the custom home building industry here in Phoenix. You know, I grew up a contractor's son. I did remodeling. I had a lot of renovations, and my dad was a custom builder, so, you know, it's something that I have in my past that I really, you know, can appreciate and a lot of people can value. And it takes a lot of creativity, and different builders can really set themselves apart by their designs or their approach to doing business. So I've really been looking for somebody to work in that realm. And as I've kind of, you know, looked at other social media pages and websites and, you know, talked to a few builders here and there, I've really started to be served ads or come across professionals or, I guess, individuals that are really, 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 really trying to do this home renovation stuff, like the flipping the homes or the interior decor, either with their husband or their wife or bestie friend or whatever the case may be. And I really noticed that, you know, these people are filming themselves tearing down houses and rebuilding houses and designing and doing all these cool pictures and trying to be cute and funny and stuff. And I'm really trying to figure out, you know, what is their long-term vision here? You know, what is actually setting them apart in the market? Are they really doing anything different? I mean, in my opinion, no, they're not. They're doing literally the same type of process, the same type of video footage as these popular TV shows. And it really ties into my message here that we're living in a society that views success as duplicatable, if that's even a word. And, you know, that's one of the main things that fuels me for my business is I'm really tired of it. I'm tired of seeing, you know, marketers or marketing agencies duplicate competitors' content or blogs or social media strategies and not really dig deep into the identity of their clients or the brand they're working with. I think everybody brings something different or unique to the table. There's going to be situations where strategies are going to be similar or campaigns are combating a competitor's. But at the end of the day, the voice, the message, the way you promote a brand, it needs to be original. It needs to be authentic and tied to the origin story, the experience, the competency, the characteristics, the personality of the brand itself. And until we're really able to address this epidemic in our societies, we're going to continue to see these people want to mimic what other people do well or have had success with instead of really venturing off into a vulnerable state of mind that allows them to try new things, fail new ways, and set the market at a pace that we haven't seen in ages. So with all that being said, you know, if you're out flipping houses, if you're out doing interior designing or changing the visual appeal of a house, dare to be different. Jump outside your box a little bit, or the box of normality for that matter. You know, redecorate a room in a new way. Revise a kitchen in a way that's never been revised before. Drop the ceilings down. Create a design in the cabinetry. Make an extended countertop. Create a hutch in the wall. Find a new way to present a TV or a chandelier. You know, go into the kids' rooms. How can we create an atmosphere that stands out, that's engaging, but also maybe retracts to save space or to remove some of the clutter? I mean, who says you can't make a living off of remodeling a garage or turning a garage into an amazing atmosphere that suits a specific person? Who says you can't? People are saying they can't before they even get started because they only want to do what other people have already seen success in. You know, there's plenty of ways that you can do it better. There's plenty of ways that you can enhance somebody's living environment without duplicating what people are doing on TV. That drives me crazy. So wrapping up my ramble of the entrepreneur hustle, click funnel campaign, make $1 million, and this TV renovation, or I'm sorry, home renovation television epidemic that's sweeping across Phoenix that I'm just now acknowledging, or I guess understanding. I really wanted to put a bow tie on this podcast by talking about a couple ways some people in the service industry can really stand out amongst competition or catch the eye of consumers that tend to be shared within one community. So from my experience, I think one of the highest turnover home service entities tends to be the pool cleaning and landscape care. And this just really comes down to once somebody screws up or crosses the line or does something that's offensive or whatever the case may be, it's easy to recycle through them. There's not really a contract. And most cases, these companies are underbidding or trying to overvalue their competition in order to get a majority of the neighborhood. And I think price isn't always the answer. I think homeowners want somebody that they can trust. I mean, you have to think about it. There's somebody coming to your home sometimes 4 times a month, twice a week, just depends on how big your property is. And they're there for a while. So when you look at a majority of society, most men are off at work. And a lot of households, at least out here in West Phoenix, as a stay-at-home mom with a couple of kids, you know, whoever is coming to your home, at me as a husband and a father, I want the people that are at my home to be respectful and to not put my family at risk. And I personally would appreciate knowing who is coming to my home. And I know from some of the consumers and people in the neighborhood and some of the relationships I've built out here, what people value is exactly that. And when you look at the home service industry, starting with landscapers and pool service, there's not a lot of companies that are showcasing their people or showcasing smiles, showcasing engagement, showcasing hard work, showcasing the before and after pictures of the property that they serve. You know, showcasing the pool guy coming over the fence and laughing and smiling and playing with the dog as it licks him in the face. You know, those are the types of strategies, and that's the type of content consumers want to see. They want to know who's coming to their house. They want to know the people are doing a great job, and they want to know that the people, the company cares about them. When you spend so much time telling people that you're the cheapest price in town, or that you're the fastest weed whacker in the world, or nobody has cleaner pools than your company, you're just continuously shoving information at people and telling them how to think and feel. You're not actually targeting them with the type of content that they want to see, that they need to see to make a decision. Think of it this way. You send out a flyer for your company, and it's a decently designed flyer, and it talks about how affordable and how fast your service is. Then your competitor sends a flyer, and it has a picture of an amazing looking crew that's, you know, there's some action pictures of them actually doing a good job. There's some before and after pictures of properties that they fixed up. And then maybe there's a quote or a mission statement from the president on what they want to accomplish as a brand and that they value the customer. Think about that for a minute and how that can be perceived by the homeowner. Even if your brand is positioned $5 cheaper a month, don't you think that they value paying that extra $5 for maybe a more established, trustworthy, credible, competent company like Company XYZ? That's really the message I'm trying to get across here. You can even take it a step further and be original with it and have some sort of fun, interactive thing that you do when you come to the house. Or maybe you set up a sign like I've seen some companies do that say, hey, somebody's at work, be careful for the kids. Maybe some lights on the truck that say stop or slow down because men are working or something like that. But something that's different, that sets you apart. How can you do that? There's multiple ways. You can start with the imagery. You can start with the messaging. You can start with the branding. But then you start with the experience, that aura that you promote, and you promote on a consistent basis. Once you get that out there, once you get all your team on board and create that cohesion and that brand culture, I'm telling you right now, the rest takes care of itself. You do not need to start a pool or landscaping company and mimic the best pool and landscaping company in Phoenix to be successful. You need to understand what they're doing well. You need to understand what they're doing bad. And you need to take advantage of your opportunities and then set your identity and persona to a point where you're positioned as a valuable entity that's new to market, that can do it better, that can satisfy the customers better, and can create an experience that nobody can get elsewhere. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and wrap up this podcast. Hopefully I was able to curate some ideas within your noggin. And I know it's really hot out there. And it seems like, you know, Satan is in Phoenix, but don't be afraid to bless God for every day and thank him for everything that you are given. Take advantage of those characteristics, skills, and capabilities that you have been given and put them into action. If you need a thought starter or just want to hash things out, feel free to give me a call, text anytime, 317-918-1360. My email is info@prefocus.solutions. And I'd love to hear your story and really figure out a way I can provide you with value. Try to be as purposeful as you can with everything you do, and enjoy the remainder of your week and 4th of July.